Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins a national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
What's going on in the sports world, Clay? Kind of what's going on in your world? What's going on in your world of sports right now? How are you consuming it? What do you kind of got going on this week?
Yeah. Watch a little golf. You know, I liked Jack's tournament.
I mean, that's have you played out there?
Not, I've been to that area of Ohio, but not to to Muirfield, his course. I've covered the NCAA golf tournament at the Scarlet Course at Ohio State, which they have 36 holes there.
I've played the TPC Rivers Bend course there in Ohio. I don't know if you've played that one, but
I know what it is, though.
That's around, because when I was up there in Cincinnati for a few months, played some golf courses up there, man, it's just a total different feel. But it's
different grasses.
Yeah, it's like lush. It's more thick. You know, the rough seems like it's more penal.
Yeah, the fairways, you know, when you hit, make these huge divots, just huge chunks come up, and it's bent grass green, so you know the ball just sticks. You got a, you know, a lot of water poured on them. Not my cup of tea. I'm more comfortable on hard golf courses where you get roll. I'm not the longest hitter, so I like that 50 yards of roll on my tee shots. But I watch a little golf. I'll watch the NBA finals. I'm not a NBA regular season guy, kind of getting interested. I have to admit, though, with Razorbacks involved in some of these teams, both the Thunder and in Dallas,
it helps.
I watched a little more of late.
Yeah, you're always kind of pulling for them. Same thing. I used to love watching Ben Attendee in the playoffs whenever Boston was kind of doing their thing. It used to love watching Jermaine Taylor. You know, when we had a boxer that was doing good. But you're always kind of checking in. Is it Taylor Moore? Is he the kid from?
Yeah, he's from Edmond.
I like watching him play. Whenever I'm always looking for his name on the leaderboards now, knowing that he played, that he's a Razorback.
You know, it's the Brian Anderson signing that was mentioned earlier by Grant. Taylor Moore and Brian Anderson played travel baseball together growing up.
Okay.
You know, they're both from Edmond. Taylor is, he's, you know, he's kind of hovered right around the top 50 in the world rankings over the last month. He needs a really good finish to kind of get over the hump and be solidly in that top 50. You know, he finished, I think, 29th or 30th in the FedEx last year, so mm-hmm. that's got him in all the signature events.
Yeah.
But at some point, that's, you know, that's, he's going to fall out of that. He's going to have to make another little run, which he did last year. He was really good the last 6 weeks of the season. He made a lot of money and earned a lot of points. Now, he's just under $2 million and having how would you like to have a so-so year and you made $2 million?
Yeah, no, that's there's a lot of money out there, and especially if you're top 30 in the FedEx rankings. And I'll notice that he'll, you know, those first 2 days he'll be up there maybe in the top 20, and then he kind of hovers around like what you're saying. Kind of got to have that Saturday or Sunday 64-65 round is what we're looking for. Yeah,
he had a good finish at the PGA a couple of weeks ago. He top 12. I say top 12, tie for 12th, and he had a bogey-free final round. Well, that's the secret in majors is don't give anything back, because most of the guys will back up on Sunday in a major. They just do. So that was I texted his dad, you know, his dad played center field for Norm.
Okay.
Was a former Razorback. Mom was a cheerleader. She's from, I believe, Little Rock Hall. So they're Razorbacks, and there was no surprise when Taylor came to Arkansas. Oklahoma State thought they had him. You know, Ricky Fowler was his idol at Oklahoma State, but he picked Razorbacks and had a good career there. But he's won once, won twice on the Corn Ferry, won last year at Valspar. So he's knocking on the door of, you know, getting in that elite circle of, you know, top 20, 30 players.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one this week. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Charlie. Charlie, what's up, dude?
What's up, guys, fellas? Can y'all hear me well?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Clay? Man, I was listening last week when you called in here and told the whole story, man. I just want to say I was glad to hear that. Now, I know you guys lost some things and had some damage, but I was glad to hear that you and your family and, you know, everybody was okay.
Nobody's hurt.
During the tornado.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That's the most important thing. And I know you didn't want to tell me where you live because you didn't want me to steal all your barbecue and your fish, but I knew you kind of lived up in that area, and I just wanted to let you
well,
know.
Well, so if you hear, you know, the damage, is it Salesville?
Yes,
Salesville is a real small town, population about 500, 600. We live in Norfolk, population 500, and we're on the border. I mean, you can walk out our back property and take a few steps and be in Salesville. Well, that's where the bulk of the damage, Salesville and Briar Cliff. So just a few hundred yards away from us, total destruction. And our power flickered on and off today. I wasn't sure I was going to be on, but we got power back. I think it was 6 days in. And Charlie, I've become well acquainted with my steel chainsaw in the last few days.
See, there I thought that was a punk rock band that he was into, but I found
steel
out he was doing some work. Yeah,
steel, STIHL chainsaw, steel chainsaw.
Well, hey, there you go right there. I'm glad to hear it. And that
thanks, Charlie.
Is okay. But, Matt, I wanted to ask you about something here real quick. This whole Caitlin Clark mess. And I say Steve A. Smith yesterday, and I don't listen to him a ton. I do sometimes, but he made a point. And a lot of people have come out and said that her teammates need to come to her defense at this point. And some of this stuff keeps happening. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it because, as you know, I don't care what, you know, I think some of it's just petty. It is jealousy. It's petty. Some of it's stupid, in my opinion. But as we know, some people just get naturally jealous when someone like of her caliber comes into the league. My question to you, Matt, if you were in her shoes, kind of, because I just don't think she's in a position. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, she should fight back. I don't think she's in a position that she can do that. I think she needs to have her teammates come to her defense at this point, because some of this stuff is getting out of hand. Clay, I want to get your take on that too, and I'm going to hang up and listen. Yep.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Well, you know, the media has probably, you know, magnified this a little bit. There can be some pettiness, some jealousy. That's for sure. Coach Nutt told us a story one time about, you know, Coach Nutt giving pregame speeches and telling stories. All, I mean, he's a master at it. And you're talking, and he's talking about the brotherhood and the teamwork and being a family. And he's talking about his brothers, and he's like, they could fight each other all they wanted, but anytime somebody from the outside comes in, then the brothers unite, and that's the same thing on a football team. It's the same thing on a basketball team. Everybody in that same color jersey, to the trainer, to the announcer, to everybody that's affiliated, we're on the same team together, and we can fight with each other. We can have our thing that we can get on each other. But as soon as an outsider comes in to mess with something maliciously too, and to harm or to hurt somebody like that, somebody has to step up. And that's the one thing that I noticed. Whenever that girl came and body checked her like it was a hockey game, when she's not even looking in the ball, her teammate just dropped the ball and just kind of said, oh, hum. And you're thinking, there's no way that happened to Wimby this year with the Spurs. If somebody would have been cheap-shotting Wimby, the number one overall pick with the Spurs this year, I guarantee you somebody off of his Spurs team would have had his back first. That's what I don't understand. I don't understand why somebody on her own team doesn't have her back.
Well, so think about this, Matt. That's a bad team. There's a reason why.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a reason why they're only winning two games. Yeah,
that's a reason why they're a bad team. And they're not a team. And they're not a team yet. And so the one thing that ownership can do and the coach can do is they can make it a team. And you know how you do that? Change players.
Yeah. You got to get, hey, locker room, that's a good point, Clay. I'll tell you this, I haven't been in a baseball locker room in a long time, but being in a high level football and in a college basketball locker room, it's a little bit easier to, if one person can cancer the whole basketball. I mean, just that quick. And so you got to be a tight group. And I know in football, you have a couple alphas. There's some real, I mean, everybody's an alpha, but you kind of know who it is. And they police themselves really, really well. But all the good locker rooms, Clay, have a strong leader, and they should be able to police themselves. And I think you're right. I just think they're not a very good team.
Not a very good team.
And a lot of those girls aren't very good.
They haven't come together yet. And they may or they may not. I mean, it may be that this is a broken team and it can't be fixed. They've lost a lot of games, and you know they may not care, and the care is an important part. I know that my oldest daughter played college soccer, and every once in a while somebody would take a cheap shot in soccer, you know, come in cleats up, mm-hmm. which is very dangerous play. And they had a girl, she's from England, big strong girl, and whenever that would happen, the referee might be blowing his whistle. He probably was. About the same time the whistle blew, that girl showed up.
Right.
Didn't happen again.
Right.
And it was amazing that, you know, that could be policed without, referee didn't need to tell her not to do it again. I'm talking about the opposing girl, because she told him, do that again and you'll be on the ground. Mm-hmm. And she's big enough to make it happen. And baseball is really interesting, and I'm talking about it, you know, at the pro level. If there's some kind of an altercation and you don't come out of the dugout to defend your teammate, you're fined.
Right.
And it's not fined by the ownership. It's fined in the kangaroo court. You're going, you know, the next day when the kangaroo court meets, you will be fined and you will pay. So that it's, I would guess that, again, that this team isn't strong enough for that to happen yet.
No, and that's one thing. Whenever when she was the number one overall pick, and you're like, well, if they start out 2-13, some of it's gonna go away. And you know, she's making more money than she is. I mean, a lot of those girls are making seven figures when you're talking about endorsement deals. I know their NBA their WNBA contract might not be six figures, but they're getting there. It's just weird. It's just it's almost like the NBA in the 70s. It's like they don't make enough money yet to really kind of police themselves. Where now they don't have you're not punching people in the NBA like they were, you know, 30 years ago.
No, she's only been with them a month. Just give it some.
They
more
need
time.
The Olympic break. She'll be gone. She'll get around some good teammates, and she'll be on the Olympic team here in a couple
I've
weeks.
About
and
that.
And
yeah.
And that's true, Clay. She hasn't had a single second of offseason or to catch her breath. She went straight to the Final Four, to the national championship game, straight to the draft, straight to here.
There was a photo shoot in between. That's it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Smells like pine. She said, get out the chat room and clean mine.
Glad stretch. Feeling pine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Hey sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Talking all sports today, man. Got the NBA Finals starting tomorrow. Clay, I saw this NBA story, and it's kind of an Olympic story as well. And it's something that it came up when I retired for the first time in football. I say the first time when I retired, and for the only time. And it's Olympic beach volleyball. Chase Buttinger, who was a second round pick out of Arizona to the Houston Rockets. Now, I remember this kid coming out. He was a McDonald's All-American, and he has made the Olympic team in beach volleyball. And he started playing he played in junior high and high school, and then went the NBA route. And then when he retired, he played his last season over in Spain. I don't know, he played 6-7 years, and he was just always a role player, could kind of shoot the three, halfway athletic, but not NBA athletic, but volleyball athletic for sure. So they've qualified, and he's going to get to represent his country. Him and Kevin Durant were co-MVP of the McDonald's All-American game. They came out this same year of high school.
So he's a stud.
Absolutely stud.
And I would say that Olympic beach volleyball, all those people that do that, they're elite athletes. They're studs. Um, the, the thing that I noticed in that sport more than anything is the mental aspect of it, because it's just a grind, you know, those games, you know, and it's, you know, it's the fittest and the mentally toughest that survive and move on in that pool play setup. I watch that, and it's elite talent. I mean, they've got to be able to play in the air. You know, they've got to have ball skills and again, the mental toughness. So I'm not surprising that, you know, that he's a, you know, two sport guy that can make it happen there.
No, I just thought, I thought that was pretty cool.
Matt, he was also the runner up for the 2012 NBA Slam Dunk Contest.
So he's got
that verticality that'll definitely help out in beach volleyball. And I'm looking forward to the Olympics. That's like the best, like, you know, time of the year every 4 years. That Olympics gets me super amped up and full of national, like, pride. And
what's your favorite couple events?
I'm going to say swimming is just the intensity they put behind swimming and how, like, just how popular that's gotten over the last couple Olympics. Obviously, is very great. My dad was huge in track and field. He starts track meets all the time, so I love watching those athletes out there too. And then I'd have to say archery is also very fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Archery
is really fun to watch whenever they do televise it.
That's cool. Yeah,
I'm not sure that I can get into archery, but that's okay. The track meet is, you know, speaking of track meet, the NCAA track meet starts today. I think the men start today, the women start tomorrow. They're both ranked number one. They both have a chance to win a national championship.
Would you put John McDonald on that list? You were talking about Frank Broyles and Nolan about being able to get supreme talent from anywhere to come.
Well, there was no question.
Yeah.
So John told me about his recruiting pitch. He'd have someone sit at his, and I've sat at this chair and have him do this to me. I said, tell me what your pitch is when you bring, you know, a kid in from Canada or Jamaica or, you know, Ireland or Wales or whatever. He says, well, I didn't do this early on because I didn't have this box. And he pulls out a box. And it's just a shoe box. I think it was probably a Nike shoe box. He takes the lid off, and then he just turns it upside down, and about 70 rings fall out. You know, there's Southwest Conference Triple Crown Championships. There's NCAA Indoor. There's NCAA Outdoor. It is like, you want a box of these? Come here.
That's good. I like, yeah, how do you say no to that? You need some jewelry? Here, what size?
Yeah, these are mine. This is just what I've won. You know, he doesn't have a display. Had him in a box.
Well, let's go. Let's go Razorbacks for that track. And I'm always in. I love the relay, like the 4x1 relay and the 4x2. It's electric. Yeah.
Yeah. And it goes, what is it, 40 seconds, 38.9 or something like that? What they're doing.
41s. The 40. Yeah. We'll have to see.
It's sub 40,
goodness.
I think now.
Oh, my
Used
goodness.
To, it wasn't when I was around. So, Matt, did you run any track?
I ran a 21.7 200 meter in high school.
Ooh,
I think that's the last I was ever done. But, I, you know, Michael Johnson, when he had that track event winning the 200 and 400, that was kind of my introduction to track. But I'm like Colton a little bit. Katie Ledecky on the swimming team, you know, she's kind of like, is it that oh, it's not Moses Malone, but who was the track dude that won like 81 consecutive races in the 400 hurdles?
Oh, I know.
But that's kind of Katie Ledecky right now. You know, she doesn't get beat a lot. and so I mean she's got it going on, so that's going to be fun. And
well, if she gets beat, she's still going to get a silver medal. She's going to get a medal.
Oh, she and she's winning some of those events by 7, 8. I mean, I know they're distance, but it's there's nobody even close.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. I like the swimming.
Edwin Moses.
I'll watch Edwin Moses. That's correct. I'll watch the track, and I'll watch the soccer. I know that it's Olympic soccer, which is slightly different.
25 and under
teams.
with three vets. Yeah.
Yeah. Still high level soccer, and you know, it's your national team, so I will watch that. And the gymnastics is, you know, You're going to watch Simone Biles. You know, I watched a little bit of that, her winning this past weekend. I wasn't really sure what she was winning, but I could tell she was winning. I'm trying to think what other Olympic sports that I get into.
Can you get into watching the Olympic ping pong? I watched a little bit of that last time around, and that was next. That was just insane to watch them move that fast. It was crazy.
I don't really watch that.
I'll get in some of that javelin throw or a pole
the
ball.
Javelin throw.
Yeah, some of the field events you kind of get into. And Clay, a lot of times I'll be flipping and then if I see like an American up there or whatever, then you watch it. You know, you're like, all right, let's see what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. That's coming and it's going to be fun a little later in the year. There will be some obscure sport that I didn't, you know, wasn't interested in that I will watch. It'll happen, and I can't tell you what it's going to be, but there'll be something that's like, well, I didn't even know that was a sport, and they'll be having it in the Olympics.
Clay, let's
watch the golf when they have that. Yep.
Was that with Justin Rose and Ricky? Were those the guys, Xander? Those were kind of the guys on the podium. I think Justin Rose, Ricky, yeah, and Xander, that, yeah, they've all been on the podium.
Xander won it when they had it in Tokyo. He won the gold medal there.
Yeah. That's all right. We got a phone caller, Clay. Let's hit the phone line real quick. Somebody who's always electric, Eddie from Clarksville. What's up, Eddie?
Man, I'm doing good. I like to, you know, Charlie touched on, you know, to Clay Henry, and man, that's the main thing. You know, all the you know, people in Northwest Arkansas. That's just to the north of Clarksville, you know, and thoughts and prayers go there. But you know, I don't feel any better, sir, than I did with the loss against SEMO.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listen to analysts all across. It's so frustrating to me because, you know, when you get my age, you know what I mean? One of my biggest dreams in life is to see the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame play. Well, I got to see them play for a national championship, but with a national championship. And, you know, the struggles at the plate, I wish y'all would iterate. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I hear analysts all across the country touch about Arkansas and their struggles to score runs. And they all talk about mechanics. And I don't know, Matt, did you play baseball? I know you played basketball. And I know you were great at football. You said track. But they talk about, when you talk about mechanics, are you talking about, to me, it would be eye coordination. It would be the swing itself and the timing of the swing. And it seems like we hit into a lot of if we're not chasing balls out of the strike zone, especially as far as this year goes, I mean, if we can't hit a changeup to save our lives. And, you know, it's so frustrating to me because I didn't see it as I knew we tired out, our pitching tired out towards the end of the year. But I don't see it as a pitching problem. I don't see it as a defensive problem. And we're going to run across this problem again if we don't address it. And what I mean by that is, I listen, you know, as one season begins, ends, another begins. And so, with the NIL, the portal, and the draft, how do you see, you know, what maybe Coach Van Horn would do in the offseason and maybe get some hitters in this lineup? And that's all I want to say today.
Yeah, good thoughts, Eddie. The number one issue that I see is pitch recognition. And let's be honest, that's talent. I mean, that's not the swing. That's not the mental approach. That's recognizing pitches. So you decide when the ball leaves the pitcher's hand pretty quickly,
is it off speed? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a breaking ball? Does it have spin? Is it a slider? And the slider looks like a fastball until it breaks 6 inches, you know, when it's 3 feet away. And that's the one that it seemed like, you know, our hitters had trouble with. And it's recognizing, they say the slider has a dot, and you see it and you understand it's a slider. And if you don't recognize it, it is tough. And I heard it, at a swatters meeting, and I was there. Dave Van Horn said, you know, this was early in the year. It's the most he's given the take sign. Well, take sign is another label for, you know, poor offense. In other words, we're gonna try to, you know, work walks. Well, that's fine if the pitchers don't have command. But if they have command, and at this point in the season, the pitchers have command, you've eliminated, you know, the teams that don't, that can't pitch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So at this point, you better be able to hit the ball. And I did not see true power on this team. I didn't see a three-hole hitter. I did not see a cleanup guy. There were guys in those positions that should have been higher in the lineup or deeper in the lineup. They didn't have the true power guys. They didn't have a Chad Spanberger. They didn't have a Heston Kerstadt. They signed them, but they lost all four of them in the draft. They lost their four, what I call, thumpers. I think that those four players signed for a combined $11 million. It's like, well, don't go for them, that, the players that are that high. Well, when you recruit them, when they're sophomores and juniors, you don't know that that's where they're going to be. You just recognize talent. And so it's a little bit of a crapshoot.
How do you think? So we've heard Calipari come out and we've seen how the football portal and the basketball portal have changed, and Calipari talking about how he has I don't know if it's a new way to go about it, because I think he's learning every year. You know, I think just every year you come up with something and it's trial and error, and he's been doing it for so long that he knows what he's doing. How has the portal and this NIL, has it changed how Van Horn has to recruit now?
Well, you're going to
evaluate talent, you know?
I think what we'll say is college baseball is older. There's more 3 and 4 year guys. It used to be there's nothing old about college baseball, because you signed as a junior because you lost your leverage power as a senior. There was nothing left for you to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is. There's NIL and there's transfer portal. So there's some guys that, all right, I'm not going to get anything out of the draft, I'll stay another year. And he's like, well, you know, you just lost your leverage, but I'm going to go make $30,000 or $40,000 over here in the NIL instead of signing for $5,000. You know, the other thing that's happened is the draft is shorter. You know, it used to be, I don't know how many rounds, but it was a ton of rounds, and it's gotten shorter and shorter and shorter. And major league teams, you know, they reduce their minor league rosters. They don't have as many teams. And they're relying more on older college players. So so you have to kind of decide, you know, am I going to spend my NIL money on an older player that plays this year, or am I going to spend my NIL money on a high school player that might even redshirt?
And
so it's a delicate balance that they're trying to figure out.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Hickey and Hull Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey and Hull Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit kevinhickeylaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation, or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
The summertime is a fun time, no question about it.
You playing any golf?
So me and some of my buddies, we played in this Christie's Classic on Saturday, last Saturday, and four-man scramble, and we shot 6 under. And we're all 12 handicaps or worse, you know, like so that was pretty.
So you did good.
So for what we were doing, because I said, you know, I've never seen a group. We were all excited about it. And I was like, I've never seen a group of guys so eager to get 21st place, you know, like we knew we weren't going to win. But we're still competing, you know. Like we could have. I think we had a 63 out there if we wanted it, if we would have played a little bit better. But 66, that was all right.
So scramble to me, you know, it's important to have a blaster. You know, somebody that can get you up around the green.
Where you just have wedges
that's
in.
Got a good wedge player. Mm-hmm. Man, you got to have putters.
That's it.
You know, because you're going to have, there's two or three holes where, you know, it's like, well, we're not even close. We just need to two putt and get out of here. But you're going to have about 13, 14, 15 chances inside of 10 foot. Mm-hmm. You should.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta have a couple of guys that are going to bang it in there. I mean, they just, they're, you know, their nerves are not there, and they're going to just hit it, and it's going to hit the hole going full speed, and it's going to bounce it up. The killer, when I played in scrambles, I have a guy that lagged one up, you know, 2 inches short. I said, man, you cannot be short in a scramble.
That's right.
You're going to get to pick it up. You're not going to have to make the next one, so get it to the hole.
Yeah, no, they're fun. It was 2 4-man teams on a box at once, so it's a 6-hour round. So I'm getting a little too old for these 6-hour rounds, but we had a good group. We had it, so it was cool.
There's only so many stories you can tell.
Right,
waiting on the tee box.
Right, we did. We had a good group. It was cool. Colton, we got a phone caller. Let's go to the phone lines. Mike in Tawnytown. Mike, what's up, dude?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Grant. Good to hear you guys' voices. I'm kind of glad just to hear just the chatter of sports after the baseball season kind of came to an end before it probably should have or could have came to an end. And thank you, guys. I had a question about Razorback football coming up here in the fall, and I guess it's a question for both you guys. I thought last year when we played, I think the toughest thing that our football team kind of went through week in and week out was Saturday. Would you agree with that? Was Saturday the biggest challenge? In other words, none of the weeks of practice were a challenge. The biggest challenge was probably every Saturday.
Are you talking about that they didn't have enough depth that a practice was a challenge?
I guess so. It just seemed like every Saturday was a grind. Even with teams that probably it shouldn't have been a grind with. I know trying to match your practice speed with like an upcoming Alabama is going to be difficult, et cetera. But
I just felt we weren't
prepared.
And I'm with you and there. I would say something they've already changed is they scrimmaged. They were more physical in the spring this year, because I think what you're saying is we were a little I mean, you got to hit in the off season in the spring. The spring is a great time to be physical and stay sharp.
Yeah, I think there's a mindset with the team, you know, that you're, you know, and I think that Sam really, really preached it, and they did well with it. You know, that the year they went 9-4, that we're blue collar. There may be some teams that are better than us, but they're not going to outwork us. And they got away from that. And I think part of it is lack of depth. You get to a point where you're thin, you're razor thin, and you don't want to scrimmage a lot. You don't want to lose guys. I know that Bobby Petrino, that is not his mindset. You know, it's toughness. It is hard nose. It is physicality. He's going to tackle the backs, and if they get hurt, well, you get another player in there. And I think they did a better job of being a little tougher this past spring. And I think with the portal, they've got a little more depth, that they brought in guys that will compete for starting jobs against guys that they already had. There's no excuse for not having depth now. You can go buy it.
I think last year, if I'm not mistaken, there was about 30 something kids, a small 30, not high 30, 28, 29, 30, 31 Arkansas kids that were on the roster that never saw the field. So there's a good bunch that would probably, you know, hold a dummy anyway. But I get what you're saying. I wonder if there's something that's going to fix that in the future, that we're going to be more prepared, because it just looked like we were gassed, you know, by halftime and on, we were gassed. Game in and game out.
I get you what you're saying too, and I appreciate your phone call. The offense has to be better, because the defense, you're right, the defense was solid last year, but when the offense can't get first downs, when the offense can't put points on the board, when the offense is pedestrian, It's tough. It's you can't keep relying on your defense. And by the end of the year, they need a break too.
And
I think that was part of it, that our offense was just. It really, I mean, we fired our OC in the middle of the year. Obviously, our offense was not very good.
Yeah, I mean, they lacked pieces on offense. And, you know, I don't like to point fingers and say this area or that area because it's a team game. But they were not really good at offensive tackle. So they played three guys the bulk of the snaps at offensive tackle. And zero. Those guys are not there anymore.
Zero running game.
Yeah.
And the one thing, Clay, that I think we'll be better at this year, well, I think we'll be better at third down, and I think we'll be at red zone. But the one thing we could not do, and this is so detrimental, I mean, you can't win if this is your Achilles heel, if this is what you're not good at. When everybody in the stadium knows you're passing, we could not pass. Like, if it's a passing down, okay, we know. They know we're passing. We know we're passing. We still got to be able to complete it. Those plays right there, those were negative plays for us.
And it was the first scrimmage that I went to this fall. The Green, the quarterback, transferred.
Taylor Green.
Going to be the start. Yeah, Taylor. Something broke down, and he kind of looked like he's discombobulated. And although when somebody touched him, you know, it's a sack. You can't tackle the quarterback. And Petrino came unglued. He's like, first is gone. He's talking about options. Second's gone. Says it goes into stands. You do not take sacks. Do not take lost yardage plays. And they won't take sacks this year. And I was amazed. And Ryan Mallett and I had this long conversation about sacks. And he said, there should never be a sack. There's no reason. A quarterback controls protections. He controls the movement. He can change plays. And I went back, and he told me this. His junior year, which was his last year at Arkansas, they had six sacks. It wasn't because they had the greatest offensive line. They had a good
offensive
line. Are
the most athletic quarterback, exactly.
Yeah, he could not escape. He wasn't going to make anybody miss. But it was 1-2, the ball's gone. And
there's something to be said.
You learned that from Petrino,
right? About being in to learn how to study film and to learn how to be coached. And I know Ryan was a coach's son, but there's something to be said about that, because the quarterback can change any single route, any single protection. You have freedom. So you have to be able to recognize. You have to be, and that's why I say these quarterbacks, you need rep after rep after rep. And you see guys like Sam Hartman, Bo Nix, these guys that have been fourth year starters, fifth year starters, they're so good because they see it. They've yeah. already seen it before.
Yeah, I think, you know, Petrino tested the quarterbacks really early. Green was his guy. Green got the bulk of the snaps this spring. He knows what he's so good at that. They'll be better. I think they'll be better in the offensive line. I think they'll be better prepared. And I think Petrino is really good. He can run an offense with a Ryan Mallett. He can run an offense with a Lamar Jackson. Totally different quarterbacks. Totally different skill sets. Totally different minds. But he said both of them had the ability to change plays and make decisions. And I think he likes his quarterback for the same reason.
Yeah, I like it. I like it when they set a target on a guy and they went out and got him, and that's in Taylor Green. They were able to do that.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad Stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories.
But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Eastside Liquor has every alcohol you need as we get close to summer. Green River Bourbon and Rye is flying off the shelves right now. Come check out the new Crystal Ridge Moonshine and Vodka, made right here in Hot Springs. Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa has everything you want for your next getaway. With the luxury and hospitality of a grand old Southern hotel, the accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit our thermal water bathhouse for mineral water baths and massages, or enjoy one of our many dining options, like our Friday night seafood buffet, primetime in a fountain room every Saturday night, or our award-winning Sunday brunch. Located in downtown Hot Springs, the Arlington is steps away from shopping, entertainment, Bathhouse Row, and the hiking and biking trails of the National Park. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more info.
Clay, you know how excited I am. NBA finals start tomorrow. I think aesthetically it's going to be pretty good to watch this matchup. I wonder and we're talking a little bit about, you know, who you like. I like Boston if Kristaps Porzingis plays in every game. Is he going to be healthy enough to give you anything inside floor spacing? Because I like Boston's four guards, and when you add Drew Holiday and Derek White, and then that's PJ Washington and Derek Jones Jr. Those are the guards with Luka and Kyrie. So you're kind of looking at how all four of those kind of mesh up, and then you got Gafford and Lively. That's advantage Dallas when you start talking about the bigs for Boston and the bigs for Dallas. What they just did to Minnesota with two of the best bigs right there in Gobert and Towns, they kind of made them look amateurish. So it's going to be a fun series. Starts tomorrow. What are you looking forward to the most in this series?
Yeah, I think Luka is playing at a different level than he has.
Can he get better? Can he play better than he did in the Western Conference Finals? Like, it was unreal. Yeah.
No, I mean, he's on a – and I also think that they've got Steady Eddie there. You know, this is Kyrie Irving.
Yes, yes. He is playing his best basketball.
He picks his spot when his team needs him. He is not trying to take over the show. He's a facilitator. Then it's like, okay, I've got to do something for about 4 minutes, and boy, he does. And he's been there. Boston hasn't been in these finals. You know, this is a little different for them, and you know, they've had a little bit of a layoff. I can't pick against Dallas right now. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm with you. Yeah, with Luka and Kyrie, what they're doing now, Tatum. And Brown, I think it was 3 years ago, they got beat on Golden State's last finals, and it was 2 or 3 years ago. And Brown, Tatum,
so they have that experience.
They had been there, but Tatum really didn't play very well. It was not a good experience for Boston. And you start talking about the front office a little bit, and you're looking at these two head coaches, and then Clay, I look at the GMs and the trades they made: PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, mid-season trades for Dallas. Both of these guys going to be starting, and they're going to be impactful. Drew Holiday was the trade last year that Boston made in the offseason, that when they were able to get them from him from Milwaukee and made room for Dame to do everything. That it was the biggest trade in the offseason.
Yeah, he's a difference maker too, without being the lead guy.
Doesn't want to be. He wants to play defense, and then he'll just kind of, when you, I mean, he knows you got Jason. I mean, he's an Olympian. You got three Olympians on this Boston team.
So he's like Andre Iguodala. It's like, man, he's got dog in him, and you say that guy over there is hurting us. Well, once that guy disappears for about 5 or 6 minutes because Iguodala took him out of the game, Alladay can do the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You talk about Drew Holiday and Derek White. They're both all NBA defensive players, first or second team. I mean, those are guys that can D up. And now you know, I know you know, Clay, you got to play team defense. No one-on-one is going to stop Kyrie or Luka. But that's going to be the matchup, the perimeter. How do these defensive guys play against each other? And then who can – the one thing that I noticed in the Minnesota series, and the announcers even talked about it, they talked about it because they're right, because it was easy to notice – the whole like the last two games Minnesota played against Dallas, Luka Doncic was able to come down and go rest in the corner on defense. You got to make Luka play defense. You got, because if you're just going to let him rest on the defensive side and get those offside rebounds and close, I mean, just kind of stay over there on the side and guard that guy shooting the corner three, not having to play any defense, he's going to give you 40 on the offensive end every night.
He's
going
to torment you.
You got to wear him out somehow. No question about
it. He will torment you. Now, I pull for Boston in this situation. My man Dudley Dawson, you know, he doesn't talk about the Celtics. He talks about we.
Mm-hmm,
it is we.
The royal we, yep.
Yeah, it is we. As we, me and the Celtics. And I used to ask, I said, Dudley, do you play? No, but it's we. he lives and dies with the Celtics. Now, he's been dying with the Cardinals and the Cowboys, so I give him a little bit of champagne here this next 2 weeks, and I'll be happy for Dudley.
Yeah, it's man, I'm looking forward to it. You look at Dallas and who they beat. I wonder too. You kind of think war of attrition, if there's anything left in the tank.
Yeah, that's something
with that, because they had some series. I mean, they really did. I thought the best first round matchup was the 4 or 5 matchup, them and the Clippers, and some of the guys for the Clippers got hurt and they were able to go through, but then beating the number one overall seed in the Western in Oklahoma City and then Minnesota, it's kind of like they've just been battle tested for the last month and a half. Boston's been on cruise control since the season ended. They have not been threatened one time in any of their Miami, Atlanta, or Indiana. Clay, in every one of those series, the other team's superstar got hurt as well.
Yeah, I never thought that they were challenged in those games. And it's like, well, they had a bad game, or, like NBA, every once in a while, I think, you know, the series looks like it's about to evaporate, and the referees will call really heavily for that underdog team so that it doesn't go 4 straight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they shoot a lot of free throws. And I know Rick Carlisle was just – he was just whining all the way through the playoffs about how mistreated they were, and they sent 29 plays. There was one game he said, we sent 29 plays into the league to review. 29? That wouldn't – officiating wasn't that bad. Well, guess what happened the next game? They got a bunch of calls.
I was going to say, when they call the missed calls, do they also send in the plays they got right? I'm saying, man, that was a good call right there. And Indiana gave a couple of those. I mean, there was one time when the game, I think it was game two, when Jaylen Brown hit that corner three in Indiana, they turned the ball over 3 straight times. Yeah, it's like you can't give the Celtics 3 straight times at it.
No, they exactly what you figure would happen. It's like, you know, they made 2 threes. You know, they scored 9 points like that. You know, it was snap of the fingers, and they put some points on the board. Yep. It was – they were their own worst enemies after setting the game up to be a winner.
You – are you into – you got a baseball team? Are you a Redbird fan? Or?
Oh, no. I'm definitely not a Cardinal fan. You know, I think I picked the teams that has a Razorback that
right,
I like.
Right, a lot of people talking about Baltimore. Yeah,
I'm an Orioles guy right now. I'm not an Orioles fan. I'm a James McCann fan.
Right, right.
And he's not an everyday player. He's a backup. But I follow them. I would like to say I would follow the White Sox, but they're so bad you can't follow them.
Now, here we go. This is the question I was trying to get to, Clay. Phil brought this up last week, and I don't know how to take it. And so you had the ABA, you had the NBA, you had the AFL, you had the NFL, you had the Negro Leagues and the MLB. they said they're going to combine those guys. And does it matter? Do you care? Is that something that you should care about, or does it take away from anything? But they're going to add those stats now, and change it up where those are going to count as Major League Baseball stats.
Got no problem with that. I didn't see any of those games. I assume that there was a lot of greatness with those teams. I don't know how their style of play and the games, you know, were they offensive games, defensive games, pitching? I don't know how they, you know, how that was. I don't know about the depth of the leagues. I assume they were all great players and they were great teams. I just, you know, didn't watch them on TV. Don't know. But
was it Josh Harrison? Who's the
Josh Gibson.
That was kind of the thing where now he's Major League Baseball's best ever hitter, and where was it Ted Williams's?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and you talk about, you know, Satchel Paige, you know, pitching into his mid-50s and what kind of player he was. Well,
he was so rubbery. I mean, I saw that. I think it was something with him and the A's when it was later on, and he went out there to pitch and wasn't really. And I mean, it's just like there was. Like the cartilage was just all rubbery together. Like there was no way. Like it really was. It was like Gumby arm.
Yeah. It's just. I have no problem with that. And you know, it's like college football. You know, for years and years they did not add your bowl stats into into, and then now they do. Well, let's go back and add the bowl stats in. Well, and talking to communications directors, like, we're not doing that. I don't know why they're not doing it, but it just, why would you put bowl stats into somebody's records when, Bill Montgomery in the 60s doesn't get his touchdowns included as bowl stats? I mean, I don't understand. If you're going to count bowl stats, so Matt, the stats are there. From bowl games, they're not hidden. It's not like nobody kept stats during bowl games. They're all there. You can go in the Arkansas Media Guide and you can look that stuff up. And for as far back as you can go, I think you should add in the bowl stats. You know, in career yardage and receiving and tackles and all that kind of stuff.
But no question.
Nobody's
about
explained
it.
Why they can't do that, other than it's time.
No question about it. I saw this. I don't know if you're a big tennis guy, but the French Open over there, they had a deal with Amazon Prime. And so it was 12:07 is when they started the Novak Djokovic game. And I mean, 12:07 in the morning, got done at 3:30 in the morning. Would that be acceptable in American sports just because Amazon Prime wanted to, to stream this live?
Doesn't sound like it to
that's,
me.
I don't. Yeah, it's like we got it. I think we're taking it a little too far right there with that one.
Yeah. So, these are the sports that I don't watch. I don't watch tennis. I don't watch bicycle racing. You know, like the Tour de France.
The Tour de Lance Armstrong. Yeah.
I never figured that out. Now I've got a son-in-law, Christopher, and he tapes all that Tour de France stuff, and he'll watch it. And I was like, but you got a bike? No. And he says, I think that's just riveting.
They are people that are, they're the one percenters. They're at the 1% of their profession, and beauty's in the eye of the beholder,
oh,
right?
And they're rich.
You're listening to the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast. Check out the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast at hitthatline.com.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my
Glad stretch. Feeling pine so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's MIRO.com/brainstorm now.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.